Welcome to the Netball Show with Fibre 10. We are live and we are on location. Sasha, where are we?
We are in Liverpool. Everyone, big netball fans, you know that Liverpool is going to be the city that hosts the Netball World Cup in 18 months' time. So today they've launched the Netball World Cup, the campaign for 2019. So we've seen the branding, so much, and it's very exciting.
Welcome to a special Netball Show with Fibre 10, live from Liverpool.
It'll be a new season, a new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward. I think given this opportunity, you take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
Okay, so Andy, we've just seen the launch of the branding. We've seen some speeches. We've heard from Joe Adams and Tamsin Greenway, amongst others. What do you make of it?
I am really, really impressed. It's easy to say, but the branding looks sharp. When that gets up in and around the city, it's going to make people sit up and realise something big's happening. What's going on here?
Definitely. They said that they wanted to turn Liverpool purple, which is the colour that they're going with. I'd personally love to see that. It's actually a really beautiful city, and we've both been here before, the Echo Arena, seeing some games. But yeah, it should be a fantastic host, and the whole idea is about creating the best World Cup for women's sport and empowering women, which, come on, we can all get behind that, surely.
Nice thing was as well, it was a universal message. I mean, Joe was here, Tamsin was here. They're going at a big time, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. And I think they have to, because this World Cup is following a World Cup in Australia, where they have A, the world number one athletes, B, Australia is just huge for sport, huge for netball. So they've got a big shoes to fill, really, to follow that event and to make sure that the event here is a success and actually improves, keeps building on the Netball World Cup. I mean, it's only in its 15th year.
It was a brilliant launch as well. We saw a game in St George's Hall where people were taking part, and maybe not those people that cover the game on a weekly basis like we do, but it gave them a chance to see the kind of skills, the kind of dedication that people have to it, and we saw youngsters take part in the game as well.
Yeah, it was good to see different broadcasters there, and you know, we want the World Cup, when it comes out, to literally be everywhere, to be on everyone's screen, so it's good to have that already starting to happen, and to see young girls playing netball in the hall. What an incredible backdrop. You can check out pictures, actually, on Twitter, because we're putting them on shortly. But yeah, incredible backdrop. It's good to have grassroots players there as well, because yes, the Netball World Cup is about elite players, the top in the world, but it is also about creating a legacy and ensuring that more people around the world play, whether they're backed netballers or, you know, whether they're kind of retired players coming back into it, whoever they are.
The panel had a lot of things to say.
Yeah.
Where should we start?
Let's start with Tamsin, shall we? So she's played in 3 World Cups. We asked her what she made of the launch today. So Tamsin, here for the launch of the Netball World Cup. What do you make of the setting and obviously being in Liverpool ahead of it launching in a few years?
Oh, the excitement has started already. I can't believe we have to wait till 2019. But yeah, we're in a beautiful venue today. Coming up here to Liverpool, there's such a buzz around the city. I've played at the Echo Arena several times, and I know that it's going to be a fantastic place to host the World Cup.
And they've talked a lot about empowering women and girls and the fact, and they want it to be the best World Cup for women's sport. And what do you make of that? How do you think they'll achieve it?
You know what, I love that, and I know it's a massive statement, and I know lots of people have stuff to say about that, but netball is such a fantastic sport, and although we have lots of men that play all over the world, it is a great opportunity for women to get together and socialise and keep fit and keep happy and healthy, and for us to then showcase the elite side, to have all those teams, some of the best athletes in the world are going to be competing in this city. What a fantastic opportunity to not only inspire the next generation and to get them hooked onto the sport, but also to leave a legacy for our sport as well.
Fantastic. And from the Netball World Cups that you've played in, what have been the outstanding memories from those?
Well, I played in 3 World Cups. The first one we won't talk about. But the last one in Sydney was pretty special, coming back and doing that and winning the bronze under all the circumstances we had. You know, we've had a couple of close calls in the World Cups over the last 8 years where we perhaps could have been knocking on that door for a grand final. And it was such a proud moment to take home a bronze medal. But they were just incredible experiences with teams that, you know, and memories that I'll never forget. And I think looking forward to this one, the team now, they're in the best position ever to make a grand final and change history.
And is there any temptation to go make a fourth World Cup? Or
I keep saying my only regret of this whole World Cup being in England is I'm too old, because to have played in front of your fans and your friends and your family on home soil, and the chance to sort of capture a nation would be the ultimate. You know, I've been lucky enough to play in three, but I'll be here supporting, being the number one. I definitely will not be throwing my name into the ring. I'm way too old and not very good anymore to do that.
Definitely not true. But speaking of playing, how's everything going with Wasps? The season's starting quite soon now. We feel like we've been waiting for it for ages, but yeah, it's coming along.
I said that we get to this point in the season where I'm like, oh, I really want to start playing, but oh, I wish I had another 8 weeks because we're not ready. And it's kind of at that point. Look, really excited. Wasps, we've had a few changes this season. We want to mix things up. I want to make sure some of the youngsters get out on the court. You know, we had a lot to prove last year. We won the title. Pressure's off now, which is nice. I'd like to say pressure's off. But yeah, look, we're really looking forward to start the season and seeing what we can actually achieve this year.
And the aim obviously is to get a second title in a row. How set are you to achieve that? I know you're still asking for a few weeks, but how's it looking?
A second title in a row would be very, very nice. Would that be my fourth title in a row as well? So yeah, that's a big ask. You know, you can't always keep winning, but we've done well. We did really well last season. It was a dream. This season is very much about building, but we want to get into that top four. And then, as I always say, every single season you never know what can happen.
Are you seeing any of the quad series matches at the weekend?
Yeah, so I'll be down with Sky working all the matches. So I'm actually really excited to see sort of what Australia and New Zealand have got to offer, because this is the last crunch now before commies. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing that. I know England obviously missing Joe Hart and people like that, but it will be a great opportunity to see where all the teams are at, because that will give us a real insight into how the Commonwealth Games are going to go.
So excited. Bring it on.
I know.
Bring awesome. It. Thanks, Tamsin.
No problem.
Cheers. That was Tamsin Greenway speaking to us earlier at the launch of the Netball World Cup in Liverpool. Very special edition here today. Andy, you spoke to Joanna Adams, CEO of England Netball. People should be fairly familiar with her, I guess. Well, I am, I don't know. What did you make of the interview that you did with her?
I think she just can't wait for it to get started. Jo Adams, we're here at the World Cup launch. Great day for the sport, but first let's have a look at the Mitsubishi deal. How exciting is it to have somebody like them on board now?
Oh, it's amazing. To have a global brand like Mitsubishi is so important for us. Yeah, I think everybody knows that sport is getting funding cuts, so the commercial investment coming into sport is really, really important. And we want to make sure now that we are partnering with big global brands. Vitality as well, you know, the actual investment they make into the sport is huge for us. And so signing people like Mitsubishi is just fantastic.
One of many planned? The latest?
The latest, one of many planned. We have a fabulous new commercial director who's joined our ranks, who was commercial director at Red Bull Formula One. So a great pedigree. So she knows the challenge ahead of her. She knows that we need some pretty big cash coming in. But again, we've got some great initiatives. So Mitsubishi have partnered with Back to Netball, but we've got Walking Netball. That'd be a great one for someone to partner with, as well as all the participation stuff. There's still stuff available around Super League and obviously our internationals.
And I mean, we saw the recent partnership again with the WI. How important is it having them on board as part of it going into the new year?
It's really important. So again, they've got 220,000 women, all potential netballers. So for us, growing participation, that's a great reach into a brand new audience. But it's also really important for us because actually, although our coaches go in first of all to deliver the session, we then coach a WI lady to take that session on, and she's called a host. So it means that we can deliver sustainable sport, and it's not at a cost from our normal funding stream. So it's really important for us to grow participation in that way.
Back at HQ, are you seeing the benefits of things like that? Are you getting the figures back and thinking, yeah, this is working well?
Absolutely, yeah. We plan to do 140 sessions with the WI over the next 2 years. And in the first 3 weeks, we had 220 expressions of interest. So we've completely broken the sorts of targets that we've set for us. So again, we're going to go off and look to partner with other people. So this isn't about bringing money into the sport, those sorts of partnerships. It's about extending the reach of the sport so that we can reach new audiences at a lower cost, but partnering with people that really, you know, can feel the benefit of what netball can deliver.
We've already seen today the benefits of having the World Cup in Liverpool. got to be looking forward to it already.
Oh my goodness, it's so exciting. Yeah, when we started, you know, we started this journey a long, long time ago. So we pulled this bid together in 2013.
Not 2 weeks.
No, it takes a bit longer than 2 weeks to actually get something like this off the ground. And Lindsay and her team have just done an amazing job to launch it here today. But yeah, this is it's a 4.5 year journey to get us to here. And it doesn't seem long now till it's actually going to happen next year. You know, it's a little bit frightening.
We spoke last time about the opportunities that England netball would go and see the likes of Dragons and Team Northumbria. Did anything come of that? Did you go and see them to maybe offer them some advice going into the new season?
Well, I think, you know, all of the clubs are audited at the end of the season, so there's lots of things that come out of that audit that suggest areas we might want to go and help them. I think Dragons and Northumbria, you know, they struggled a bit last year. We'd very much like to help them around some of their commercial revenues and upping their ticketing sales. But we'll support all the clubs that are in the Super League. But ultimately, the Super League is our top domestic league, and it has to be successful and it has to be self-sustaining. So we will support as much as we can, but you know, there might be some tough decisions to be made around what that league looks like moving forward.
It'll be great to have our English girls back in our league. We've got Sarah back, Corbin's back, Jade's back. This is the right way to be going, isn't it?
I think, you know, if you talk to our performance director, she says it's the right place for the athlete to be, and it should be best versus best. So we still think that actually in the Australian League, some of those girls are getting the best competition they can to make the England team better. And I know certainly there's a lot in the Australian press at the moment that the Australian press is saying if we lose that Commonwealth Games gold to England, it's because Australia have developed our athletes. So at the moment, we still think it's the right place for some of those athletes, but you're right. We'll encourage those that we don't think it's the right place to come back here. And our fans want to see those girls. They want to see them play. So we're delighted at the team that we're going to put out against the Quad Series. Really delighted.
Looking forward to it. Go in.
I always look forward to it. I'm a huge sports fan. I love all sport. But when you go and watch the team play that you are ultimately responsible for the sport, it is a different experience. So I look forward to it. I sit through the whole thing with huge anxiety levels. But yeah, can't wait to watch the girls perform.
I think the first thing that stands out for me about wearing Viper 10 kit is just the feel of it. It's so comfortable. Since the brand's come around, I think I've still got the same hoodie from about 5 years ago, and it fits so well. The colour remains, and I think that's one of the most important things, particularly with sportswear brands nowadays. You're wearing them day in, day out. People love living in their active wear, and the fact that this active wear looks good, it feels good, it's just great to wear.
So we've already heard from Tamsin Greenway, Joanna Adams, and that means that we have yet to hear from Lindsay Impett. Lindsay is the Netball World Cup event director, so she is playing a huge role, obviously, directing the event. It's a World Cup. I mean, what a big task to have under your belt. But yeah, she told us what kind of a challenge it is and what we can expect. So a huge message from today was about empowering women and girls, and what do you make of that? How important is it to be doing that nowadays?
I think women's sport is growing exponentially at the moment, but there's still an element there of us always having to make our place in the sporting world. And I think netball really gives women and girls that opportunity to have a sport that they can own, get them out there at every level, get them out playing, get them out enjoying themselves, and you know that will help really empower and inspire them to move forward in their lives.
I like that. And how much of a job, how big is the task for you coming in and the Netball World Cup? I mean, it's a World Cup, it's huge, and obviously netball fans, they're like fierce, they love it. So what's the challenge been like?
It's large, I can't deny that. I certainly like a challenge, but I really appreciate the support from the netball family. Although they are, you know, they are pushing for this to be the best it can be, and that pushes us to put on the best event for them. But they're out there to support us as well. They will volunteer, they will come in their droves, they will support the event, and that's what's really important to us. The challenge is there, there's no doubt about it. We'll work hard and we'll do the best job we can do. But all we want is to get every netball fan that we can touch to come along to Liverpool in 2019, support their team, support all the teams, and just really get behind the event. That will make our challenge so much easier.
We've talked a bit about how we want this World Cup to be the best in women's sport. How is that going to evolve? How will that manifest itself?
As we said, we want it to be the best event for women and girls. So we want every woman and girl, and saying that, we want them to bring, you know, their husbands and their dads and their kids and so on with them. But we want them to really feel like it's a great event for them. We will do what we can to celebrate the kind of music that they love, the, you know, all the activities that are really focused on empowering and inspiring them to do better in their lives.
And do you play netball yourself? What's your position? I mean, our listeners might want to know a little bit.
I would be a versatility player, if I'm completely honest. I'm an ex-runner and an ex-netball player. I'm unfortunately an injured netball player. I started off as centre because I was much taller than everybody else when I was younger.
I'm a centre as well. You outdo me in the height.
I then, through having unfortunately glandular fever, moved to goalkeeper, then goal defence, did a bit of shooting, and now I sit at weak defence when I get to play because I get to run around all over the place. It's great.
Awesome. That is real versatility there. That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Wasps have had a really busy week last weekend. Their first ever community day. Saw plenty of schools attend the Rico Arena. Sarah Taylor, team manager, told me more. Sarah, we're less than a month away, but things are looking pretty busy already. How successful was the community day?
It was amazing, Andy. We had over 1,000 school children come and join us at the Rico Arena in Coventry. They got to do a whole host of skills, drills, different stations. They got to do the WASP warm-up on the show court, tour down to the changing rooms, photos with a trophy, prehab session with Andrew, our physio. And I think if you're passionate about sport and netball and getting kids active, inspired, you know, and especially young girls, then it ticked, you know, so many boxes and, you know, hopefully got us fans along the way.
How much planning does that kind of an event take?
Andy, it was huge. but, it was a massive team effort. You know, we've got such a great bunch at the Rico. So across the board, we had our lead sort of creative B, she was manning a crazy catch all day for us. We drew in the Super League players. They were all there coaching. We had, you know, the operations team setting up. We had our age group coaches all involved. It was huge. It was a real team effort across the board. And I know it sounds a bit corny, but I was really proud of WASPs and what we achieved that day. It was fantastic. And the sort of the social media afterwards and the emails that came through was amazing. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was exhausting and we had a few players needing a bit of a lie down afterwards, but you know, it was worth it. It was fantastic.
It wasn't just the players. I saw that picture on Twitter and there was all the coaches and everybody else involved just lying down on the court.
I know, I think
utterly exhausted.
Conked out they were after, because we had 10-minute stations, and literally throughout the day it was a new group of 30 kids every 10 minutes repeating, you know, the activities, and I had to give them a bit of a buffet at lunchtime. I couldn't flog them without feeding them. But they were, you know, they were fantastic, and everybody, you know, they put in a shift, you know, to tell you the truth, and it was amazing. It was a brilliant day.
And from your point as well as team manager, it's obviously good to see that everybody got involved with events like that, and the way the franchise is going at the minute, it's setting up the season quite nicely.
Oh, without a doubt. I think one of the, you know, the strengths, you know, about Wasps Netball is that it is, you know, a massive team effort. You know, we've got some superstar players on court, clearly, and really talented players. But obviously, behind every team, there is, you know, a whole other team. And, you know, at the Rico, they are amazing. We've got the community team that works with rugby, and they work across rugby and netball. And I think, you know, without that support, we couldn't do it, if I'm honest.
I saw as well at the end of the day, you announced details of special deals on tickets and training sessions at local school. Tell us a bit more about that.
So we have a schools group offer where we're essentially saying that if a school buys 15 or more tickets to come along to one of our home games, then we will come out to the school and deliver a free 60-minute coaching session during the school day.
The nice thing is as well, we saw with the England match there, opportunities at the record to maybe add another stand, and you, Mel and Tamsin are obviously doing all you can to build on last year, attendance-wise.
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, it's really important to us to get out into the community, to build that fan base. Obviously, you know, the brilliant first season that we had is a great sort of launch pad for that. And I think certainly in the West Midlands, where, you know, we haven't had Super League elite netball for a while, I think there's such a thirst for it. And I think people are so desperate to come and sort of get involved, experience a match day, get to meet their netball idols. You know, and we're just really trying to encourage that. And I think we're really fortunate at the RICO that we've got capacity for that, that we can, you know, sort of get 2,000 and more into a game. And that's what, you know, we're really trying to encourage, is to get, you know, families down, clubs down, school visits, academy players, make it a real family sort of atmosphere.
The academy hubs are obviously important as well in building the future of the game. Their new partnership with PET XI, how is that going to benefit them and you?
I mean, so PET XI, they're a education and training provider for young people, trying to give young people sort of the best opportunities and develop their potential. And really, that's what our hubs are about. We've set up this season 8 hubs, which are for the sort of the most talented 13 to 18 year olds in our area. They're performance hubs. And so we're trying to give more talented youngsters in our area opportunities to sort of access elite netball, performance netball, that performance training environment. And PET XI, we had a great meeting with Fleur Sexton and her team. And, you know, it's just having those sort of core values, really, just trying to get, you know, and sharing that same sort of idea that we want to sort of extend our reach and give these talented youngsters, you know, sort of as many opportunities as we can.
Obviously, Wasps are setting new ground in different fields of the game. I see there may be some February camps on the way.
Yes, that's the next thing on the agenda, Andy. So, hot off the press, February half term, we're running 9 camps. October half term, we were 4 camps. So we're going up to 9 in February. We are in, and I'm going to rattle off a little list for you here. We are in Stourbridge, we're in Stoke, we're Walsall, Coventry, Rugby, Oxford, and one in Bedfordshire as well. So they're going to be one or 2 day options, all delivered by either Super League player or one of our Wasps coaching staff. And we'll have Super League players popping in, say hello, a bit of making a special appearance. But yes, very exciting. We can't wait to get lots of youngsters along.
They're going to be taking place. How can anybody find out any more information in the meantime? Can we contact you or contact the website?
Yep. So you can contact me directly, sarah.taylor@wasps.co.uk, or at the end of the week, you can go on to the Wasps website, wasps.netball.co.uk, and then all the information and all the links that take you to the booking site will be up and running, and then it'll be a case of getting booked in.
We've really enjoyed today's show live from Liverpool. Next up, we'll have a Quad Series special, Sasha and Nat, on Saturday night. And also, we'll be there with a special guest on Monday night. Do you know who it is? Have I told you who it is? So keep an eye on Twitter over the weekend on Saturday. And also, hopefully you can join us on Monday night when we'll be live from the Copper Box.
Thanks for listening. That's the Netball Show with Viper 10.
It'll be a new season, new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward. I've been given this opportunity. You take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.